Reinvest in your wellness goals this September with savings on supplements. September 17th and 18th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online Full Script supplement dispensary. September 17th and 18th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's another week. We've got lots more health information in store for you. And, you know, I love to learn. I'm a lifelong learner. That's why I went into the field of medicine, knowing that advances proceed apace from year to year, from decade to decade. There's all kinds of new stuff to learn, and I signed up for that. And I enjoy learning about new things, as likely you do also. And that's what this program is about. It's about learning while having a good time. And we're going to share some vital health information with you during the next hour or two. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the act, even if you can't call during the program, you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365. And we will record your question and that will be grist for the mill for a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We have several great recorded questions we're going to tackle today. And we've got some interesting stories. We're going to talk about the consequences of peeing in the pool. Do you, come on, fess up. Have you ever peed in a pool or a hot tub? Well, we're going to talk about some of the potential adverse health consequences associated with that seemingly innocuous practice. Also, we're going to talk about the relationship between the use of cell phones and brain cancer. I just did a podcast on that subject. And we've got lots more to talk about this weekend, plus your phone calls. Okay, let's start with a little bit of a follow-up to a story that I did last week. If you are a regular listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that I featured an article which has a fancy name, The Association of a Low Inflammatory Diet with the Trajectory of Multimorbidity. Multimorbidity is a fancy word for getting sick in any number of ways. Multimorbidity. And in this particular study, big study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they looked at a large number of individuals, over 100,000 chronic disease-free participants, and they followed them up for an average of 10 years. And they looked at whether they were on an anti-inflammatory diet or a pro-inflammatory diet. And here's what they found. They found that there was a reduced progression to chronic disease among these users of an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, I said, great, anti-inflammatory diet, rich in polyphenols, kind of like a natural Mediterranean diet, free of adulterants and chemicals, low glycemic index, not a lot of sugar, not a lot of additives, and basically a lot of fresh food. But in compiling what is called the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index, on which the study was based, they include refined carbohydrates, this is white bread and pastries, French fries and other fried foods, which constitute a large part, unfortunately, of our diets when we eat out, soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages, margarine, shortening, and lard, but also red meat, burgers and steaks, processed meat, hot dogs and sausage. And so I said, I'm fine with this, but I have some problems with their inclusion of red meat, whether processed or unprocessed. I'm not sure if indeed it is truly pro-inflammatory. So in an upcoming article for our newsletter, by the way, if you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, our Intelligent Medicine newsletter, please do so, because you'll get a lot of great information in your inbox, including my upcoming article on this subject. I took issue with one of the premises of the study, that red meat was included among foods designated pro-inflammatory. So I did a little digging. I mean, I just teed off on that. I just said, I don't believe this. I'm from Missouri. I am not convinced. And so I did a little digging, and I compiled my impressions on this in an upcoming newsletter article. And look, there's no question, you can do yourself in with too much red meat. After all, that was the premise of Supersize Me, because Morgan Spurlock undertook an experiment where he crammed himself with Big Macs, and he got really sick. He developed liver inflammation, he gained a lot of weight, he was on death's door. His doctor advised him that he should stop immediately, because he was courting very serious health dangers. But that diet also included high levels of French fries, soda, and sugar-laden milkshakes. And sure, that's going to be pro-inflammatory. Any overabundance of calories, especially in the setting of a sedentary lifestyle, promotes obesity, and obesity per se is pro-inflammatory. And that's where the science gets mixed up. So I looked at studies on this very subject to answer this question, is red meat pro-inflammatory? And in an article entitled BMI, Not Red Meat May Directly Contribute to Inflammation, they buttress my conclusion. They point out, and I'm quoting, previous speculation suggests that eating red meat leads to higher levels of inflammation and thus contributes to increased risk for cardiovascular disease. A recent study's evidence, however, indicates that red meat consumption is not associated with inflammation, and instead this link has more to do with body mass index. In other words, a lot of meat eaters are basically supersizing themselves. They eat a lot of meat, but they eat a lot of other stuff along with their meat. So studies say red meat is bad, but red meat is simply an accompaniment of a not very good diet. And so there are a bunch of studies that suggest this. A test case of this would be, what happens when you go on a ketogenic diet? Ketogenic diet has a lot of meat. It has a lot of saturated fat. That's also been implicated as a cause of inflammation. Well, what happens when you go on a ketogenic diet? It turns out that when you go on a ketogenic diet, according to a recent review entitled The Effect of a Ketogenic Diet on Inflammation-Related Markers, Here's the verdict. Adherence to a ketogenic diet appears to improve some markers associated with inflammation, including TNF-alpha and IL-6. Those are indicators of inflammation, along with something called C-reactive protein, sometimes an even more precise measure, highly sensitive C-reactive protein. And so, what about saturated fat? Well, big study, it's a Framingham offspring study begun in 1971, one of the world's longest observational studies. Here's what they found in this U.S. community-based cohort of men and women. We found no evidence to support an adverse relationship between any type of dietary fat, including saturated fat, and several cardiometabolic risk factors, including lipids, adiposity, glucose, and inflammation. And dietary fat even seemed to confer a slight protective effect. So all this distracts us from the real culprits, sugar and refined carbohydrates. And in a recent study of premenopausal women who were overweight or obese, researchers concluded, and I'm quoting, "Our findings illustrated that high carbohydrate intake was associated with a high level of inflammatory state, while fat intake did not have any statistically significant relationship with inflammatory markers." So I'm thinking, yeah, the purveyors of lists of anti-inflammatory foods that include red meat evidently have some catching up to do with the science, okay? I mean, look, I personally consume a fair amount of red meat, but I also am judicious when it comes to carbohydrate calories. Don't consume a lot of, hardly any flour products or sugar. And the red meat I consume, mostly organic, has a better omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, because you are what you eat eats. If animals eat regular pasture instead of corn-fed feeds, they're going to have a better fat composition in their meat. 877-726-8255. Remember, you can read all about it in an upcoming newsletter article. Please subscribe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Reinvest in your wellness goals this September with savings on supplements. September 17th and 18th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online Full Script supplement dispensary. September 17th and 18th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. 877-726-8255 is the number to call with questions. You can record a question and I'll answer it, as I'm about to do with this next one. Let's hear it.
I have a question regarding thyroid. My first question about it is that I read in a magazine that it said that for an optimal level of the TSH, your thyroid should be just a little below 2.0. And I had a blood test a couple weeks ago, and mine showed that my TSH level was 0.91. So I was very concerned that mine was too low, but my doctor said no, that it is in a positive range, so not to do anything. My second question was about the second article I read about it. It said that if you're taking medication for a thyroid, not to take no iron supplement, no magnesium supplement, and no zinc supplement. And I wondered if there is any truth to that, and if there is such a thing as an optimal TSH level for thyroid. So I would appreciate it if you would be able to answer those questions for me. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, let's talk about TSH. It stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And we use TSH as a measure of whether your thyroid is functioning adequately. Now, let me just say that that is not the end-all and be-all of thyroid wellness. And there are normal ranges of TSH. That I sometimes, even when someone has a borderline TSH and they have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, I will sometimes undertake a trial of treatment, and patients feel better, and there's no danger if we carefully monitor their blood tests. And some patients who've been doing this for decades after I identified a borderline thyroid problem are very grateful that I made that intervention. Okay, so what is TSH? Well, TSH is what's called a reflex test. In other words, the higher it is, the lower your thyroid is. Now, why might that be? Okay, so let's think of an analogy. Let's say you've got a thermostat in your room, and it's a cold winter, and your radiator is cranking out heat, but it's not enough, okay? And so you put in a space heater to augment the output of your radiator. And that's a little bit like when you take out outside thyroid. What that's going to do is it's going to give a signal to the thermostat, which in humans is in their pituitary. And the signal to pump out more from the radiator is going to go down. Okay, and that's why TSH goes down when you take outside thyroid or when your thyroid is in overdrive. Okay, so a symptom of too much thyroid or a symptom of Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, is a very low TSH, maybe 0.1, like really low or almost undetectably low. So actually, I'm more worried about a high TSH, a TSH of, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. That would indicate the potential for hypothyroidism. So I'm not concerned about 0.91. That's perfectly fine. And your doctor is right. And here's one of the reasons, you can look at your blood tests. I'm very happy about the era in which patients can participate. We share test results with patients. But if you try to interpret your own blood tests, sometimes you get into trouble. You have unnecessary apprehension. And it has to be interpreted by a health professional to put it into context for you. Okay, so now when it comes to interferences with thyroid medication, if say you take your thyroid medication in the morning, it's suggested that you take your thyroid medication on an empty stomach. I often advise patients to put the thyroid medication on the night table, and when they wake up, have a glass of water, they take your thyroid medication, and then sometimes, you kind of lie there for a while, or maybe you pick up your tablet and read the news, and only then, after an hour or so, you eat, because foods and many supplements can interfere with thyroid. Now, that does not mean that you can't take those supplements at another time of the day. It's not a great idea to take, for example, a lot of calcium right at the time, to swallow a bunch of vitamins along with your thyroid. So take the thyroid alone, but don't worry about taking these beneficial nutrients like zinc, magnesium, or iron, but simply at another time of the day. Wait for, an hour and a half or a couple of hours, and then it's fine to take them or take them later in the day. not a problem. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's an interesting story. The Vitamin Shop, which promotes a lot of male enhancement products, testosterone-boosting products, they're going to get into the business of selling testosterone. Yeah, it's true. We'll find out all about it in a moment. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that's a place where you can call in during the program or you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls a little later on during this hour or next. And you know the expression, if you can't beat them, join them? Well, Weight Watchers kind of did that recently because after many years of telling people that it was simply was a matter of willpower and adhering to their strict diet guidelines and providing them with support and even packaged foods, they gave up the ghost and said, hey, we're going to prescribe weight loss drugs like Wegovy. And that is what the full backing and enthusiastic support of Oprah Winfrey, who is a big stockholder in Weight Watchers. And it's an acknowledgement that these are here to stay, right? Well, the Vitamin Shop has taken a similar approach when it comes to testosterone replacement. You know, a lot of people take supplements and order them from places like Vitamin Shop, but a big segment of their business is with especially young men who buy protein powders and testosterone boosters and things to improve their athletic performance. And then they're the middle-aged guys who feel kind of saggy, so they're taking all manner of things that purport to raise testosterone. But most of these things don't really work that well, because if they did, they would have to be prescribed because testosterone comes with risks. Its use needs to be monitored by a health professional. So the Vitamin Shop has now added testosterone replacement via a telehealth service as part of its spectrum of offerings. It says here, nutritional product retailer, The Vitamin Shop, is expanding its whole health RX telehealth platform with the addition of prescription testosterone replacement therapy. They're partnering with a company called Marius Pharmaceuticals. They now provide access to something called Kyzotrex, which are capsules of testosterone undecanoate, a medication developed for men with low or no testosterone stemming from certain medical conditions. Now, this is kind of interesting because they believe that this will capture more market. It'll also help them sell more things associated with testosterone and anabolic therapy, like protein powders, anti-inflammatory things designed to repair muscles and to help exercisers recover from delayed onset muscle pain. And so it's kind of an interesting synergy that they're undertaking here. they say that testosterone deficiency and metabolic disease can contribute to fatigue, decreased bone density, weight gain, difficulty sleeping, low sex drive, depression, lower muscle mass, and anxiety. And I would also add poor blood sugar control. And so I'm a fan of testosterone therapy. But, you know, I kind of wonder about this because here are the precautions on Kysotrex, which is kind of an innovative thing. It's testosterone undeconate, which really in the past had to be injected. You had to inject it because if you take it orally, it can harm the liver. Okay, it's got bad side effects. So you have to inject it so it goes directly in the bloodstream. Well, they figured out a way to put it in a capsule so that it bypasses the liver. And it is said to, and it was recently approved by the FDA a couple of years ago. And it is now available as a pill, it's a testosterone pill, which is more convenient than testosterone injections or patches or creams or pellets, previous ways of giving men testosterone. But I'm reading about the precautions on this, and that concerns me. It says, you should not be treated with Kysotrex if you have prostate cancer, male breast cancer, or low testosterone levels due to getting older. Well, you got to monitor men to see if their PSA is going up, or maybe do examinations on their prostate if they're taking testosterone. I always did when I was prescribing testosterone. But also, I'm just wondering, how many men using Vitamin Shoppe's telehealth are simply getting testosterone because they're getting older? I mean, how are they going to draw the line on that? It says, Kysotrex should not be used to enhance athletic performance. But implicit in the Vitamin Shoppe's pitch is that it can enhance your athletic performance. And there's a lot of muscle heads who take supplements, big vats of protein and creatine and things like that, who would love to take a little testosterone to get big muscles. Because that's what testosterone does. It's anabolic. So, again, it says you should not take Kysotrex if you're allergic to testosterone, if you have low testosterone levels due to getting older. Well, who doesn't? Because it is a hallmark of getting older. Of course, if you have prostate cancer or if you have male breast cancer, that wouldn't be a good idea. So I'm wondering just how they're going to monitor the safety of all those guys, especially younger men. You know, maybe their testosterone's actually pretty good. And they're going to be taking more testosterone on top of their pretty adequate testosterone. Where do they draw the line on whether someone should be getting their testosterone pills? It sounds like a bit of a shaky premise for essentially a supplement company to sell testosterone online. Even though, you know, they're going to have health professionals, you go through like a questionnaire and then you talk to a health professional and they say, are you eligible? Is it safe? I'm wondering if this is a wholesome idea. But hey, it's good for marketing. And it's going to juice the sale of all these sports supplements that the Vitamin Shoppe derives a considerable percentage of their income from. 877-726-8255, our number. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this September because, well, we have a sale going on. There'll be savings on supplements September 17th and 18th only. I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary September 17th and 18th. Sorry, no testosterone pills. 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And I'm just going to mention something which is a concern. They did a survey of some of the herbal supplements out there. It's a large survey from the American Botanical Council. They have a program called the Botanical Adulterants Prevention Program. They're a good organization because they are the responsible purveyors of herbal supplements. And they don't want the reputation of herbal supplements to be destroyed by adulterated products, products that don't deliver, or products that have contaminants within them. And so Using high-tech methods, you know, they're using mass spectrum chromatography and various detection methods that are very, very precise. They surveyed five popular botanical ingredients, and here's what they found. The worst was ginkgo leaf extract samples. 56.7% of them had adulteration. Coming in second, black cohosh, often used for menopause, 42%. Echinacea, obviously very popular for immunity, 28.5%. And then there was sambucus and turmeric with 17 and 16.5% respectively, according to findings published in Natural Product Reports. And these are among the five botanicals which are among the top-selling herbal supplements in the marketplace. So you got to be careful. What they do note, however, on a positive note, is that products sold as licensed or registered herbal medicines, as the case in many European countries, were all found to be authentic. So the controls are in place, and responsible companies will sample ingredients, test for potency and purity. And so this is one of the reasons why I shop at Fullscript. I've signed up with them to be the way that I get supplements to my patients and listeners. These are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. It's a safe and convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. You can get fast free shipping if you want. You can get refill reminders via text or email. It's very high tech, kind of like shopping on Amazon without the risk that the products there are counterfeit or adulterated, because it's a real Wild West out there. They don't exert the kind of quality control that Fullscript does. They're always stored and shipped correctly, so they haven't been sitting on a shelf. They're not the result of somebody dumpster diving. And you can just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Check it out. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about whether, you know, let's say you're exercising like crazy and you still can't get those washboard abs. So what's the use of all that exercise if you still have body fat? You know, some people do. I mean, they're just not going to lean down no matter how much exercise they do. Is exercise a waste of time? Why bother to exercise if you still have love handles or a little bit of a abdominal overhang? 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, where we can record a question. Let's take one of those calls right now.
Hi. If you can't use the restroom regularly to have a bowel movement, what should you take?
Okay, you know, interesting question there, because this is not just a question about constipation per se. This is about, you know, I don't know what the occupation is of this caller, but there are certain occupations which are really bad for bowel health because, I don't know, say you're a traffic cop or, you know, maybe you're a subway token booth taker, or, you know, even a teacher. And maybe it's hard to get a restroom break when the urge arises. But generally, it's best to, you know, just like with sleep patterns, you know, regular sleep hours, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Similarly, regular timing of meals and regular timing of bowel movements encourages GI health. And so for people who have constipation, I often ask questions like, well, do you allocate a particular time of the day to go to the bathroom? And many people don't. They just say, well, I just kind of wait till I really feel like I need to. And then you actually are not training your GI tract to respond. You know, there's some people for whom, you know, there's certain triggers. You know, it's like you get a copy of the New York Times in your hand and a cup of coffee, and pretty soon, you know, you're going to head for the John. It's actually kind of a conditioned response. And that is to the benefit of regularity. But okay, so let's premise this on that you don't have that opportunity, that it's hard to go to the bathroom. What are some of the things that I prefer to tell people to take? Well, number one, you know, lifestyle. You know, exercise. Exercise absolutely helps to keep the GI tract motility going. So it's part of it is the bouncing. Part of it is the blood flow to the GI tract. That's all good. Also, a healthy diet that is rich in fiber is generally beneficial. But sometimes fiber can backfire. You know, too much fiber can cause people to feel really bloated. And paradoxically, you can have too much fiber and at the same time feel constipated and bloated. So among my favorite remedies for constipation, I like magnesium. And in particular, magnesium citrate, because magnesium citrate is the more laxative kind of magnesium. And so if you have the opposite, if you have urgency or diarrhea, don't take a lot of magnesium because it could be a problem, especially magnesium citrate, which is more laxative than other types. Now, it's not the bad kind of laxative because there are bad laxatives that contain things like Cascara Sagrada. These will make you go, but they will really induce dependency. So I'm kind of concerned about those. And many of the over-the-counter medications, whether prescription or non-prescription, tend to induce dependency. You kind of get a lazy bowel. You depend on these medications to go to the bathroom. The other thing that you may want to unlock the benefits of is kiwi. Just taking a couple of peeled kiwis a day has been shown to relieve constipation. And there are actually kiwi extract products that you can use to get that effect. And it's not like a violent, explosive kind of effect. It's kind of a gentle thing that promotes regular bowel movements. And that's something that you can harness. Okay, yeah, I promised to talk to you about this. Let's say you're exercising like crazy, and you can't lose that belly fat. All right. You can't get that washboard abdomen. You look in the mirror and you got the love handles. So it's a waste of time, right? And actually, studies show that exercise is not one of the best ways to lose weight. I mean, exercise has benefits in terms of muscle tone, etc. But from a cosmetic standpoint, you want to drop the pounds, you really got to get off the feed bag, right? You can't run away from a bad diet. And for some people, they just reach a plateau, no matter how little they eat. Even people on these weight loss medications, they still, you know, have kind of a little bit of a belly. So exercise is a waste of time. Here's an interesting study. Long-term exercisers have healthier belly fat. Okay. Researchers wanted to see the effects of years of regular exercise on fat tissue. And so what they did was they looked at comparable people who were overweight. There were overweight people who didn't exercise, and there were people who did exercise. And there are some people, you know, there's some fit people who exercise a ton, and they still have big bellies. Just think of, you know, some NFL linemen. You know, they got like a belly overhang. They weigh 300 pounds. They throw themselves at opposing players like sumo wrestlers, but they're fit. Well, this is what they found. They found that exercisers had structural and biological characteristics in their fat tissue that increased the capacity to store fat there. The non-exercisers did not have these characteristics. Now, you might say, well, that's not good. They're like depots of fat, and so all the extra calories are going to go there. That actually is an adaptation that humans have. Humans have the ability to store fat very, very efficiently. And one of the problems with caloric excess in people who have poor conditioning is that they exhaust their fat depots very quickly, and the fat has nowhere to go. It goes into the bloodstream, it goes into the arteries, it goes in the liver, causing fatty liver, it goes around the heart, and that creates what's called visceral fat, internal fat, which is more dangerous metabolically. So if you got a little of a belly overhang, and you know it's a little harder and harder to avoid that as you get older, not to worry if you're doing exercise, because the exercise still is beneficial for you. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got more coming up next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the hazards of peeing in the pool or peeing in the hot tub. Are you guilty of doing that? Many people are. 877-726-8255 is our number.